Valentine's Day is this weekend. By now, almost everyone who lives in northern Colorado has heard of Loveland's Valentine remailing program. It's in its 70th year. The U.S. Postal Service says it's the biggest in the country. Tens of thousands of cards and letters from all over the world arrive in Loveland to receive a special postmark. What you may not know about are the dozens of volunteers who make it happen. KUNC's Erin O'Toole visited the main room at the Loveland Chamber of Commerce, where each Valentine is painstakingly hand-stamped.
One of the first things you notice when you walk into the main room at Valentine Station is the sound of stamping. It's surprisingly loud. About 30 volunteers, most of them senior citizens, are all dressed in red and seated at long tables. Each one has a pile of cards in front of them, plus ink pads and, of course, stamps.
Look how nice that came out.
My first stop is a table in the corner. Three women are standing behind it. They're all working on several stacks of envelopes. They call themselves the Three Musketeers. I'm told they've been volunteering longer than anyone else here.
She's been here the longest, so we'll let her speak for all of us. Right, Joni? Yeah,
don't ask us our age.
I won't do that. Okay.
Have the right answer.
Okay. So tell me your name first and where you're from.
Janice Gibb, G-I-B-B, from Berthoud.
And how long have you been doing this?
25 years.
Okay.
Joan Williams, and I've been doing it 23 years.
I am Delaine Phillips, and I have been doing it for 27, I think, years.
So if we added all of your collective years up together, that's...
You do the arithmetic.
Oh, no, I was hoping you could do it.
63.
We did the math. That's 75 total years. That's 75 years of opening envelopes, making sure they're all addressed properly with correct postage, and then stamping them all by hand with Loveland's special postmark. And they do this for 6 hours a day for two straight weeks, often going home with little paper cuts and sore wrists. So what keeps them coming back?
Part of it is that we're giving back something to the community, and it's really wonderful. And how would I ever know these people if I didn't,
hadn't
started?
From day one.
In the old post office down.
And cold. Oh, my gosh, it was cold there. And the bathrooms were bad.
The program began on a modest level in 1946. Loveland's postmaster thought people around the country would love to have their Valentine postmarked in Loveland. The idea took off immediately. The very next year, Chamber President Ted Thompson and his wife Mabel took the remailing program to the next level, adding a unique stamp on the envelope that's called a cachet. It's a little rhyming verse about love. A local artist or poet creates a new one every year. The Loveland Visitor Center has a collection of all the past cachets. Some of them are a little odd.
So the 1957 cachet reads, "Atomic missiles are super, we know, but no match for the arrow from Dan Cupid's bow."
That's Nicole Yost, communication specialist for the Loveland Chamber.
And I think that is one of the most special things about this program. When you look back at some of the cachets, it takes you back to what was on people's minds at the time. The world, they were dealing with war. They were dealing with, issues. And we could bring them love. We can send them positive messages through Loveland.
And that seems to be the prevailing spirit here in the main room, even among the first-timers.
My name's Wilma Davis.
This is your first year.
I finally made it on the list.
How long were you on the list?
12 years.
12 years just to get her shot in this room. Though she's only been doing it a few days, I ask Wilma, what's her favorite part of stamping?
Well, I don't guess there is a favorite part, the whole thing. I just stamped one that was going to Norway. And Monday, I stamped one that was going to Singapore. I mean, it's all over the world.
Wow.
It's great to see the addresses and where they come from.
Do you ever think about what happens when they get there?
Wouldn't it be great? I think it'd be wonderful to get one from Loveland, Colorado.
Reporting from Valentine Station in Loveland, I'm Erin O'Toole.
Yeah, do your hoo-hoo things.
Can I put the hoo-hoo back there?
You just do what you want to do.